All right, here we are for our final segment of the Growth and Development of Jazz. I need to take a minute to make a couple of quick thank yous. First, I want to thank Dennis de Blasio for stopping by in the first hour. He didn't need to do that. The other person I want to thank is a big thank you to Bob Rollins. He's the chairman of the music department. You know, every jazz musician or lover of music has in their collection records that they really like. My jazz collection is woefully deficient in the area that's before 1940. Bob Rollins, on the other hand, has a wealth of recordings, and about 80% of the records that we had a chance to listen to today were from the private collection of Bob Rollins, so I want to thank him. I did get a couple of records from the Rowan University Music Department Library, so for any of my students who heard something today that they really liked, there were two collections in particular, the Smithsonian collection of jazz. There are two sets of those recordings in the Department of Music Library in the Wilson Building. So if any of you heard some recordings, I'll bet you that you'll find something either similar to it or that very recording in the Music Department Library. So we're going to move back down south and 2 years further to about 1927. We listened earlier to some recordings of the Benny Moten Orchestra. Benny Moten is a man who was forgotten by some people today, but all of us who love jazz owe him a great debt. Many of the musicians who were in his band between about 1930 and 1940 formed the nucleus of what would become the Count Basie Band. The bassist in his band, Walter Page. Count Basie was actually the second pianist because Benny Moten was himself a pianist. So, and the sound of that band, when we get into the 30s, it takes on a sound that most bands that we hear from Chicago and later New York, they don't have this type of sound. And if you listen to the blues from Chicago, it's got a certain flavor. The blues from Kansas City has a little different flavor, and that sort of flavor is what we hear in this Benny Moten band. I know we might run out of time, but I'm going to throw three recordings on really quick. The first recording I'm going to play is the Kansas City Shuffle. The next two recordings I'm going to play are the White Lightning Blues and the Muscle Shoals Blues. I suspect that sometime in the middle of Muscle Shoals Blues, we might get faded out, but I love these recordings of this early Moten band. And as a matter of fact, none of these musicians are on here, but we have guys like Paul Webster, Harlan Leonard, Jack Washington, Woody Walder, and LaForest Dent. Leroy Berry, Vernon Page, no relation to Walter Page, and Willie McWashington's playing the drums. So this is the Benny Moten Orchestra, and next week we are really going to get into some jazz soloists from the early, I guess we'd say the early combo era, although we've definitely heard some combo playing today. All right, this is Douglas Mapp signing off, and I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.